All right, ready to dive deep into mobile optimization for Google Ads?
Let's do it.
You guys already know the basics, so we're going to go deep.
Yeah, no time for surface-level stuff.
We're dissecting this article, The Importance of Mobile Optimization for Google Ads Campaigns, Reaching Customers on the Go. You ready to take some notes?
Always.
Okay, so the article kicks off with a pretty crazy stat.
Over 55% of all web traffic comes from mobile devices.
55!
That's right, more than half.
Wow.
So if your ads aren't optimized for mobile,
you're missing out on more than half your potential customers.
Exactly.
That's a huge chunk. Okay, so let's break this down.
Okay.
What does this actually mean for someone like me, you know, someone who's actually running Google Ads?
Imagine you've spent all this time creating the perfect campaign, but then half your potential customers can't even see your ads properly.
Because they're on their phones.
Right. They get to your website and it's all jumbled.
It's unusable.
Yeah.
Frustrating.
Yeah, they're going to rot.
That's the opposite of what we want.
Right. And it's not just about making things look good on a small screen either.
It's more than that.
Yeah, it's about adapting to a whole new way that people are interacting with businesses.
How so?
People are on the go. They're searching in those micro moments. They want instant gratification. Mobile optimization is about tapping into that.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
The article goes on to talk about the benefits. And obviously reaching more people is great.
Yeah.
But for me, it's all about the bottom line.
Of course.
Like, how does this actually impact my return on ad spend, my ROAS?
It comes down to efficiency. You're making sure your ads are hitting the right people at the right time and in a way that makes them want to take action.
So it's about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Okay, I like it. So the article outlines some optimization tips. Some of them seem kind of basic.
Yeah, like clear ad copy, responsive search ads.
Stuff I thought I already had figured out.
But they're important. They're the foundation.
Right. Okay.
But here's where it gets interesting. Those basics are just the starting point.
So there's more.
Yeah, you got to take it to the next level.
How?
Well, let's say you're using those responsive search ads.
Okay.
The key is to create multiple variations that are super targeted, like laser focused.
So it's not just about throwing a bunch of headlines and descriptions together and hoping for the best.
Right. You got to test. You got to analyze. You got to really get to know your audience.
So it's all about data.
Yes.
What language resonates with them?
Exactly.
What offers are most compelling?
You got it. Mobile optimization is all about those little details that make a big difference.
I'm starting to see there's a whole other level to this that I need to tap into.
It's a deep dive for sure.
And, you know, the article also talks about mobile landing pages.
Oh, yeah.
That always felt more like a web design thing to me.
It's all connected.
Okay, how so?
Think of it like a relay race. Your ad gets the click. That's the baton. But if your landing page fumbles,
you lose the race.
You drop the baton. You don't get the conversion.
That's a great analogy. So what makes a good mobile landing page?
Fast loading times, clear navigation, big buttons that are easy to tap with your thumb.
Thumb friendly, yeah.
It's not just about good web design. It's about the mobile experience. People are on the move. They're impatient. They want things to happen fast.
So my website needs to be lightning fast on mobile.
Exactly. And it needs to be easy to use.
Okay, makes sense. And what about mobile extensions? The article mentions location extensions, call extensions. How do those fit in?
Those are like secret weapons for boosting engagement and making things easier for your mobile users. Imagine someone searching for best pizza near me on their phone.
Okay.
They're hungry.
They want pizza.
A location extension can show them your pizzeria right there on the map.
With directions.
Their phone number, everything they need to get that pizza.
So it's about removing any obstacles between the customer and the thing they want.
Exactly. And then there are call extensions. Think about those moments when you need something right now and you're on the go. A click to call button connects them directly to your business. No need to hunt for a phone number.
So convenient.
Right. It's about making their lives easier.
Okay, so we've got the basics. We're thinking mobile first. Landing pages are fast. We're using extensions.
Yeah.
Now what?
Now we talk budget.
Oh.
With more and more traffic shifting to mobile, you got to rethink how you're spending your ad dollars.
Okay, so what are we doing? Just throwing more money at mobile?
Not exactly. It's about being strategic. This is where mobile bid adjustments come in.
I've heard of those.
Let's say you're that local coffee shop again.
All right.
You know people are searching for coffee on their phones while they're out and about.
Coffee near me.
Exactly. So you might want to bid higher for those mobile users because they're more likely to walk into your shop.
Okay, so instead of blindly allocating my budget, I need to figure out who's most valuable to my business.
and adjust your bids accordingly.
Gotcha.
And the key to all of this is testing and analyzing your results.
I have a feeling this isn't a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Absolutely not. You got to be constantly monitoring, tweaking, optimizing.
Because the mobile landscape is constantly changing.
Exactly. What works today might not work tomorrow.
So data is our friend.
It's your compass.
I'm feeling more confident about my mobile campaigns already, but I feel like we've only scratched the surface.
Oh, yeah. We've got more to uncover.
I'm ready to go deeper. What about you?
Let's dive in. Okay, so we've covered the fundamentals. Now let's get into some advanced strategies.
Sounds good.
The article mentions location targeting. It's incredibly powerful, especially for local businesses.
Yeah, we talked about that pizza example earlier.
Right. But there's so much more you can do with location targeting.
Like what?
Think about geofencing.
Geofencing?
You can target people within a specific radius around your business.
So like if I'm walking down the street and I get an ad for that new bookstore a block away.
Exactly. Okay. Or imagine you're a gym owner.
Okay.
You could target people who are near your competitors' gyms.
A little competitive, huh?
It's all about strategy. You're reaching people who are already in the market for what you offer.
Makes sense. So it's not just about location, it's about intent.
Right. You're anticipating their needs based on where they are.
Okay, I like it. What else does the article mention?
Click to download extensions.
Oh, yeah, those are great for app-based businesses.
Makes it super easy for people to download your app right from the ad.
I've definitely used those before. One click, and you're in the app store.
Simple and effective. And then there are app pre-engagement ads.
Pre-engagement, what are those?
Let's say you have a mobile game with amazing graphics.
Okay.
With these ads, you can actually let people play a little snippet of the game within the ad itself.
Oh, wow. Like a mini demo.
Exactly. It gives them a taste of what the app is like and encourages them to download it.
That's really cool. It plays to that instant gratification thing we were talking about earlier.
Right. People want to experience things firsthand.
Makes sense. The article also talks about visual storytelling. Seems especially important on mobile.
Oh, absolutely.
You have limited space. You got to grab their attention.
Images, video, they can really make your ads pop on those small screens.
Okay, so we've covered some advanced strategies. But mobile advertising is constantly evolving, right?
It never stops.
So what's next? What does the future hold?
Well, the article mentions a few key trends. Voice search is a big one.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's talking to their phones these days.
So how does that impact our approach to mobile optimization?
Good question.
Think about how people speak versus how they type.
It's different.
More conversational, more natural. Your ad copy needs to reflect that.
So less keyword stuffing, more like how people actually talk.
Exactly. Instead of targeting best running shoes.
You target something like, hey, Google, what are the best running shoes for a marathon?
Now you're thinking like a voice searcher.
That's cool. It's about anticipating how people are using these new technologies.
And another trend that's going to have a huge impact is machine learning.
I've heard a lot about that, but how does it actually apply to mobile optimization?
Imagine having a super smart assistant who can analyze mountains of data about user behavior.
Okay.
Search patterns, demographics, even the weather.
Wow.
And then it uses all that data to predict the best times and ways to show your ads.
So it takes the guesswork out of it.
To a certain extent, yes. Google's machine learning algorithms are constantly learning and adapting to optimize your campaigns.
That's pretty powerful, but it also raises some ethical concerns, right?
Of course. With any powerful technology, we have to use it responsibly. And that brings us to another important topic, user privacy.
Yeah, it's a big one these days, especially in the mobile world.
Transparency is key.
What do you mean?
Users need to know what data you're collecting, how you're using it, and they have to give their consent.
No more sneaky tracking.
Right. It's about building trust and respecting their choices.
Okay, so we've talked about the future of mobile optimization. Some pretty exciting stuff. But let's get real for a second.
Okay.
What are some of the challenges, the pitfalls, the things that can trip us up along the way?
Lots of things can go wrong.
That's reassuring.
But the good news is most of them are avoidable.
Okay, I'm listening.
One common mistake is neglecting the mobile user experience.
What do you mean?
You can have the most amazing ad campaign, but if your landing page is terrible on mobile.
People are going to bounce.
Exactly. It's like inviting someone to a beautiful house and then.
The door is locked.
Right. You got to make sure that experience is smooth and enjoyable.
So it's not just about driving traffic. It's about what happens when they get there.
You got it.
All right. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've covered a ton of ground on mobile optimization.
We've explored the strategies, the benefits, the exciting future.
But now it's time to get real about the challenges.
The potential pitfalls, the things that can trip us up.
Yeah, because let's face it, mobile optimization isn't always a walk in the park.
It's more like navigating a jungle sometimes.
Exactly. And one of the first obstacles that comes to mind is the sheer diversity of mobile devices out there.
Oh, it's a zoo. So many different screen sizes, resolutions, operating systems.
You can make your head spin trying to optimize for all of them.
You got folks with the latest and greatest phones, others clinging to their old models.
And everything in between.
Which is why responsive design is so crucial.
We touched on that earlier, but I think it's worth emphasizing.
It's not just a nice to have, it's a must have.
So remind us. What exactly is responsive design?
It's like building a website that's a chameleon.
A chameleon.
Yeah, it adapts to whatever screen it's on.
So whether someone's on a tiny phone or a huge tablet.
The website automatically adjusts to fit.
So the user experience is always smooth, no matter what device they're using.
Precisely. You want your website to look and function flawlessly on every screen.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. But responsive design aside, what other challenges should we be wary of?
Well, there's the speed demon.
Ah, yes. Loading times. We all know how frustrating that can be.
We live in an instant gratification world. People expect things to happen fast.
Especially on mobile. We're on the go. We don't have time to wait.
And studies have shown that even a 1 second delay in page load time can lead to a significant drop in conversions.
Really? It's that impactful?
People are impatient. If your site takes too long to load, they'll just bounce.
So what can we do about it? How do we make sure our mobile sites are lightning fast?
Image optimization is key.
Okay, so those beautiful high-resolution photos.
They can really slow things down. You got to compress them without sacrificing quality.
Got it.
And then there's code bloat. Streamline your website's code, remove unnecessary elements, make it lean and mean.
So it's all about efficiency.
Exactly. You want your website to be like a well-oiled machine.
Makes sense. What about the hosting provider? Does that play a role in speed?
Absolutely. Think of it like the engine of your website.
If the engine's weak, the whole car's gonna suffer.
Precisely. Invest in a quality hosting plan that can handle your traffic and deliver those lightning fast speeds.
Okay, so we've talked about responsive design and site speed. What other mobile challenges should we be prepared for?
Well, there's the issue of accidental clicks.
Ah, yes, the dreaded fat finger syndrome.
It happens to the best of us, those tiny screens, you know. Sometimes our thumbs get a little overzealous.
And it can be costly, right? If you're paying for those accidental clicks.
Exactly. So you gotta be strategic with your ad placement. Think about where people are most likely to accidentally tap.
Like near the edges of the screen.
Right, or too close to interactive elements like buttons. Give your ads some breathing room.
Make sure they're not crammed in there.
Exactly. And remember, clarity is key.
What do you mean?
Make sure your ad design is clean, easy to understand. Your call to action should stand out.
So people know exactly what they're tapping on.
Precisely. You want to minimize those accidental clicks as much as possible.
This is all great advice.
Yeah.
But it can feel a bit overwhelming, you know?
It's a lot to take in, for sure. But luckily, there are tools and resources that can help.
Oh, good. I was hoping you'd say that.
Google Ads itself has a bunch of features that can make mobile optimization easier.
Like what?
Well, we've talked about mobile bid adjustments.
Right.
But there's also device targeting.
Device targeting.
Yeah, you can choose to show your ads only on specific types of devices.
So if I only want to target people on iPhones.
You can do that, or Android tablets, whatever you want.
That's pretty cool. You can really narrow down your audience.
And then there's Google's mobile-friendly test.
What's that?
It's a free tool that analyzes your website and tells you how mobile-friendly it is.
So it's like a mobile checkup for your site.
Exactly. It'll flag any issues that might be hurting the user experience.
Like slow loading times or buttons that are too small to tap.
You got it. And of course, you can't forget about Google Analytics.
Ah, yes. The data goldmine.
It can tell you so much about how people are interacting with your site on mobile. Bounce rates, time on page, conversion rates.
All broken down by device.
Exactly. You can use that data to see what's working, what's not, and make adjustments accordingly.
It's all about using data to inform our decisions.
Right. And Google Search Console is another great tool.
What does that one do?
It gives you insights into how your site is performing in mobile search results.
So I can see which keywords are driving mobile traffic.
Yeah, and how your pages are ranking. Plus, it can alert you to any mobile usability issues that might be hurting your visibility.
So it's all about understanding how Google sees your mobile site.
Precisely. And the more data you have, the better equipped you'll be to optimize your mobile strategy.
It's all starting to make a lot more sense. It feels less overwhelming now.
Mobile optimization is a journey, not a destination.
And like any journey, it's good to have a map and some tools.
Exactly. And the tools we've talked about today can definitely help you navigate.
So, any final words of wisdom for our listeners as they embark on their mobile optimization adventures?
Embrace change. The mobile landscape is constantly evolving, so be willing to experiment, test new things, and don't be afraid to fail.
It's all about learning and adapting.
Exactly. Stay curious, stay nimble, and most importantly, have fun with it.
Mobile optimization can be challenging, but it's also incredibly rewarding when you see those results. And to our amazing listeners, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into mobile optimization. We hope you've gained some valuable insights and feel empowered to tackle your own mobile campaigns. Until next time, happy optimizing.